This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
Thank you very much. Our Indian vocabulary is very small. So even if I try to preach longer, it would be difficult for me to preach. Because you left our country a bit early without teaching us proper English. So that's your problem, not ours. As I arrived here, I was just thinking about the prophets of this country, the role they played around the world. I'm here because of the prophets in the country. Many other brothers from India are in the link with the Ministry Without Borders because of the role of the prophets. People from Cuba, because of the role of the prophets. Many other countries you can think of. In the month of August, we were awarded a number one ministry of excellence in pioneering in the country of India. Out of 240 Christian organizations, having a strength of 60,000 leaders, the biggest alliance in the world, because of the prophets. What they came, they found us out, and what you see in India, hear from India, is because of their real role they played in the country of India. I'm greatly thrilled for the prophetic way the churches are growing in the country. At the same time, in one area if we could work on, and that is the area of faith, we'll see this nation on the real move. The faith and the prophetic insight works together, we'll see a greater change coming on our way. As I was sitting here and asking the Lord told me, tell them today that to look for another big hall. Help them to stretch out their faith. The breakthrough is on the way. Amen. It's not far. So I am commissioned by God to tell you this. Look for a bigger place to meet. Faith is the only tool which could change the course of the history of the world. And I would say that it works. It has never failed. It works so powerfully. It has worked in my life, and it would definitely work in your life too. I didn't mean that you are not people of faith. You are people of faith. You are here because of your faith. But in certain ways, I think we need to move more deeper or much deeper in the things of faith. We see things, but if there is no faith, we will not move into. And that's a challenge for us. That's a challenge for this nation. I've been visiting this country for the last 14 years. Been met by great men of revelations, great men of anointing, great men of wisdom. And many times, you know, I sit down and think that during this 14 years time, the people I see have grown on a maturity level in many ways. But when I see the sizes of the churches here, the impact, I think we need to work on it. And if we could work on it, I think a great testimony is on the way on behalf of us to put before the nation. So I would just like to encourage you through some scriptures today. Maybe we could look into the letter to Romans. Romans chapter 1. I carry Gujarati Bible, so someone needs to read in English for me, please. So, Romans chapter 1. Verses 18 to 17, if someone could read for me, I would be very thankful. Romans chapter 1, verse 8 to 17.
Yeah, thank you. Romans chapter 1, 8 to 17.
Thank you.
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I will not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I proposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Yep. Thank you very much. Paul is just reminding the church in Rome that your faith has been spoken out to the whole world. Here is a church, a giving, a demonstration to the rest of the churches about faith. What is faith? How it works? And what could be achieved? In that connection, Paul is just appreciating the church in Rome. Faith is not a theology. A faith is not something that we could be taught on. Faith is totally a divine property. Somebody owns it. And it comes to you when someone is pleased. When someone is pleased with, he releases from his property to a portion to us. So few of the things that I would just like to elaborate today. The first one is lay a foundation of faith in your life. On the basis of your confession. Many times, sometimes we think, oh, confession. Confession is nothing but just we agree with God. What God said, we say, I agree. I agree. I agree. When I look for these 30 years of my life, most of the time, I just agreed on what he said and the things got achieved. People thought that I was foolish. Many times, you know, I was misunderstood by people because I, very naturally, I spoke to them. God spoke to me this, and people made every kind of fun out of it. Christians, I'm talking about Christians. Because they thought that faith is something, you know, defined with, achieved by, or something is a ability to create or make it. So they always misunderstood me. It was the year 1983 December. That's about 27 years ago. I stood before 200 Christian leaders in a city of Bangalore. And I spoke like this, that this is my faith. I want to see 100,000 people saved and added into the church of God. During my lifetime. And then I mentioned about some money, that I want to raise this much money, the Indian calculation. People mocked at me. I said, how do you say that? I said, God has spoken to me that you will go on my behalf, you will preach the gospel on my behalf, you will make disciples on my behalf, and you will reach the community, various community of the country on my behalf. So I would say that most of the people laughed, some mocked. And it was a gathering of an international organization staff members. Work for the biggest organization in the world. 200 Christian leaders. Said, in this country, are you serious? I said, yes. I confess what God has said. God has spoken. I confess it. He has told me that you go, so I am going. He said, make, so I'm making. He said, teach, so I'm going to teach. And he said, lead them, so I'm going to lead. I just confess that this confession will be my foundation for my life. On this confession, I'm going to build my life up. After all these 27 years, they watched me very closely. They were watching all the time what this guy is doing. Where is he going? What is he doing? I would say, we crossed 100,000 almost 8 years ago. The money God told me to raise, I was able to raise. We have got a building project in Ahmedabad. It's about £150,000. The building, one of the floor of the shopping mall in Ahmedabad, would cost us that. God spoke to me very clearly from Matthew chapter 6. When he talks about, these, look at the birds and things like that. And then he said, your Father in heaven knows you need this or you need them. So this was the word God spoke to me. That your Father in heaven knows that you needed that building. So I just stood up one Sunday in the church in that city. I said, God has spoken to me. This is what God has spoken. This is the word. And I'm going to confess it daily. I'm going to stand on this. And I am totally at peace. So I will not put any pressure on you to just, give me sacrificially or like that, because I have been spoken out by God with a word, and that is going to be my confession. So I have a young man called Rohan. He's a newly trained chartered accountant. He is my personal assistant. So he was watching me every day. Whenever I used to go to my office, he would just watch me out. And one day he said, Chandrakant, I'm a little bit worried. I said, why? He said, will you get that much money? I said, yes, why not? I have got millions. This is very little. I stand on the word. And I confess it daily. He said, I tell you, I was a little bit concerned. I was worried. So I sent two brothers to look for the building or a land. So they found out the exact place where I mentioned. And they came up with the idea that here is the building. I said, okay, we are going to buy. So just I went there and he said, you have to pay all the money in 6 months' time. The builder told me this. I said, all right. So two brothers, one beside me was a prophet. The other person was more like a pastoral. So both of them were looking at me, 6 months time frame has to give 150,000. He said, are you sure we could make it? I said, I'm sure. Because God has told me, your Father in heaven knows that you need that building. So I confess it daily, and I stand on that confession. And I tell you, in 2 months' time, I got all the money that I was in need of. Confession. When you agree with God, I think that's the point for us. He has told us that you go, Lord, you have told us, so I'm going. He told us, preach, I am preaching. He told us to disciple, and that takes a little hard work. It's not easy. I see some change in this time. You know, in the atmosphere is changed. Then I was here last year in September. The spiritual atmosphere is quite different here. It's changed in a much better way. At the same time, needs hard work as well. We are people of commitment. Because kingdom could never come in our hand if there is no commitment. If we just speak, it's not going to work. But we need to commit ourselves to it. The first year, I think that was in the year 1982, my wife Neelam and I made a commitment to reach out 5,000 students on the various campuses in Gujarat, particularly in two cities, on a one-to-one level. One-to-one level. I think our first child was quite young that time, maybe 3-4 months old. But I tell you one thing. When people see it, it's working with you, others are going to follow. That's what people look for. It's, this man is successful, let's follow him. It works with him, it's going to work for us as well. So daily, Neelam and I started reaching out those students. It was tough. We were meeting students in the classrooms, in the parks. Every college will have a garden outside, so we used to meet them. And at the end of the year, when we calculated, it was 5,043 students on a personal level, we preached the gospel. And we got 123 saved students. But what I would like to, you know, just focus here is to get those 123, we had to work hard. I have been met by many friends here, and they come and say, "Oh, Chandrakant, I preached the gospel, you know, 2 months ago." And he will say, 2 months ago. Then he would say, "Oh, I preached the gospel, you know, to 4 people during last year. And one of the men was really interested." And then I think this way. Thank you for what you have done. But you could have done much better than this. In this city of Coventry, if we want to see the church grow, it's not going to happen overnight. Just by being in this room, by being just a prophetic people in the room here, it's not going to work. It takes commitment. It's going to take time. We need to sacrifice something. And that is possible. I'm not talking impossible. Many times I have spoken about impossibles in the country of India. People mocked and laughed. It always was made possible. Now it's very simple. Suppose you are 20. Here, 20 people take the word seriously. Lord, you have commanded us. And you have empowered us. The empowering is there for a reason. The Holy Spirit is given to do good to others. The gifts are given to do good to others. So until and unless I go to others, I'm not going to do any good. So every gift has a meaning to do good. Yes. And what way I could do good for others without reaching them out? With the love of Christ. If 20 people could just go to 2 people a week, it would be 14 a week and 2,000 in a year. And out of 2,000, if you just expect a 5% of 2,000, how much that will be? How many? Okay. The strategy is very easy. Jesus, I think his teaching was always easy to understand. He would never, you know, give us a task that is non-achievable. So you are here because of the prophetic word. And every prophetic word demands response and actions. And if 20 just people could from this group commit themselves for this, I believe, strongly believe, it's going to happen. Whether people in the hall going to agree with me or not, God is going to bring some more, it's going to work. Confession. Every day, Lord, you have spoken to us. Lord, you have commissioned to us. Lord, you have kept people for us. Make a confession a foundation of your life. Second thing, I would just say, I think that's what we read Proverbs 18:21. That's in confessing the word. You know, it's about the power of confession we read in Proverbs 18:21, that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Second, I think a word I would just like to encourage you is Romans 1:17. I think the brother read it, that the just shall live by faith. So it is a way of living. Make a faith a way of living. I love those, you know, those old stories from the faith preachers. At the same time, I could tell hundreds of stories from our family as well. We could write many books on that. The safest way to live on this world is the way of faith, not a way of insurance. Now, how could I do that? How could I do that? In a smaller way, like if I am driving a car in India, I needed a faith. If you don't have faith, you can't drive a car in India. But we drive by an understanding, not drive by law. You never know who is going to which place, you know, from which direction. Small thing, but gives you a big lesson. So every time, I think, sometime, what happens, we take things for granted. Yes. God is a person of faith. Yeah. And God works on the basis of faith. He lives forever using the way of faith. as Christians, or as people of faith, how could we demonstrate to the world around the way of faith living? That's a challenge for us. I was in Bhutan in the month of last year in December, and I had only one clean page in my passport. And after the trip, I had an appointment with the American consulate for my American visa. Only one clean page. And I was just, about to reach out the immigration at Bhutan. If that man uses that page, then just after 5 days, I had an appointment with the American consulate. The money paid for three of us. Everything was, organized. I will have a big loss. At the same time, that will give them a bad reputation as well, that this person didn't appear. And I was not aware of this. So as I reached the immigration department at the Bhutan Immigration Center, I talked to Neelam. He's not going to use the clean page. How you know that? I said, I know that. Why? She said, why? I said, that is how we speak. Yeah. And that is how we live. Is not going to use the clean page. Because God wants us to have a visa for America. And he needed, the consulate needed one clean page. I am in need, and it's going to work. So I spoke to two of my friends. Neelam was there, the friend. He's not going to use. How do you know that? I know that. That's how, we have been grown up in our faith life. It's a way of living. Are you serious? I said, yes. So I went, and he looked throughout the passport, only one clean page. So what he did, he used where the stamps were, other embassy used, it was stamped. He stamped on these stamps other embassies used, and he left a clean page. And I told Neelam, our visa for the USA are on the way. How do you know that? This is how it works. This is our life. And we will have 10 years multiple visa. So after 5 days, we reached American consulate. And she looked at me and said, okay, you want to go to America? Yes. Go home, your passport will come within 3 days. All three of us had 10 years multiple visa. No question. Nothing. Looked at our face. Go. Way. We make a way for others to follow. That this is how it works. This is how it could be achieved. If we strongly believe that the church will be the center for revealing the manifold wisdom of God for the world, how could this be the way church lives? The faith life, faith way. Many times, we will have our breakfast together in the morning, Neelam and myself, and we just pray like this, hundreds of times. We just speak to ministering angels. We don't see them. Yes, sometimes I have seen angels. Don't try to seek them. Don't make any theology out of it, please. But we talk. I just say, I needed this much money. Go get them. And I leave the matter. And when I return home, Neelam says, well, here are the post. Here are checks. Here. And always with abundance. If I ask for 100, there will be more than 100. When Tony came to us first time, we used to meet on a roof. You have the picture here. I can show you the picture if you want to. We used to meet on a roof of our house. That's why, you know, the first I mentioned in the early talk that, you know, how the prophets make an impact in the nation. So when Tony came to visit us maybe 14, 15 years ago, we used to meet few people. I think we were in similar size, so that fits well today to speak for. I can help you with the churches, I think. You click churches and the second picture. Yeah. And we were about maybe 50, 60 people. The church was newly born in the house. I've been in the ministry, worked with several organizations. But when we started a church in the house, when God spoke to us clearly, I'm just going to speak on that a little bit. That could help you. We were about 50 or 60 people. And we had an anticipation and great expectation. First time in our life, we had heard that the prophet of God is going to come to our house. With high expectation, Neelam, my wife, and I had. The man of God, the prophet of God, is going to come in our house. And we are going to receive him. Receive him doesn't mean that you just give him money or keep him in your room or in a house. Receiving means you make your life counted for to that prophet of God. So when Tony came, I think we met in the middle of night, maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was really tired. I was tired too, because I was waiting since evening. He's going to arrive. He's going to arrive. I was just waiting on the way. He was supposed to come in somebody's car with some other guys. So I was just waiting. Because the prophet of God is going to come, our lifestyles are going to be changed. God is going to take us somewhere. There was a willingness, there was a high expectation, and there was a readiness to commit ourselves. Tony came and he prophesied. He preached, he prophesied, and then he left. But we found that, you know, we were so gripped into the word, into his personality, into his revelation, and we made that was our, we used to meet on the roof. That was our condition. That was the first church I pioneered. Very new, maybe a few months old. Maybe we started in August, Tony came in September. So maybe 6 weeks or 7 weeks old, this congregation. Now the biggest congregation we have has got 5,000 members. And we have, I don't know, we need to take a new survey now. But last year we had about 3,000 plus in whole of the nation. Beginning. In one of the meetings, Tony was to preach, I think, in March this year, and he couldn't make it. We had 80,000 people. That was specially organized for Tony. Well, there are a lot more times I had Tony, so I had to preach on his behalf. If you want to just look at few pictures, you can just, you know, click next, next, next. They can see some. Next, next, next. You just click it on. It's a. People in different places, this is in different places of India, there's a church meeting outside, there was a gathering outside, just for a picture. We couldn't take in, but they were so congested. Yes, more. Yeah, more. We baptized them this way. Yeah. So this is Norway. No, I think there's. You just click churches, Matthew. What you clicked on a history?
I can't remember
what it is. Okay, all right. But some big gatherings are there in the different churches. Okay. The point is, make your life a way of, you know, living by faith. That's what I just want to help with. You speak faith, you walk faith, you act faith, and you work in faith. Some of the gatherings, it's in the gathering, I think, or under the title of. There are hundreds of pictures there. We don't have time to look into those pictures, but if you want, Matthew could help you with those pictures. Third thing I would just like to elaborate here is make the Word of God a source of your life.
Yes.
I think that's where you stand. The verse, I think Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says that. You read it, it's a familiar verse for all of us. 10:17, Romans. Faith comes by the hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, when the source of my life is a word of God, yeah, I think that was the meeting where Tony was supposed to preach. It's not clear, but it goes far off. The picture is not clear. You can't see them clearly. But there were about 80,000. The church is gathered in one place near Surat city. Some of the churches came together. Yeah. So we have churches of all sizes, some 500, some 1,000, maybe some 5,000. So it's all sizes. Some have maybe 70, 80 people, all sizes of. The source is the Word.
Yes.
Now, when I was thrown out of my home, when I became a Christian, God spoke to me very clearly through Isaiah 41:10. Fear not. I am with you, and I will uphold you with my right hand. Throughout these 30 years, through various situations, this word has charged me up. It has become like a tonic for me. Every situation, when I'm going through pressures and challenges, these words comes up. You know, the word. And thus has become like a source. And it sounds in my ear. rings in my ear. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not. And I have gone through several changes. Sometimes I've gone through court cases, or sometimes I've gone through government processes and stuff like that because of, you know, false charges by Hindu people that we are converting people, we are converting by with false motive and things like that. You know, they charge us because our state of Gujarat is a model state for the nationalism. And our leader for the state is I think America refused him visa. So no, if this man is breaking all the laws for the human rights and he cannot be allowed in America. He was refused 3 times. He has a bad reputation. I cannot baptize somebody without his permission. If I will do that, 4 years imprisonment. I cannot keep, you know, I cannot just host Matthew and Tony in my home for more than 72 hours. They cannot preach or speak. When they come, legally, you cannot preach in India. They needed to get a permission here from the Indian embassy in this country that I am going for a conference organized by this organization and I will be preaching. They would say, no, you are not allowed. You can't get into the country. The laws are there. Evil people are there. But at the same time, when you stand on the word, yes, the victory, amen, is at the doorstep. Amen. Another thing I would just like to stress is that let your faith grow. It must grow. If it's not growing, I think in Matthew chapter 18, we could read a scripture probably in connection with this. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, I think. Surely I say to you that two of you I tell you that on this earth, if two of you for anything united in heart ask me anything, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Now, here he says that let the capacity be any. When he says ask, I think there is a word Greek called aitio. Now this is an interesting word. And in Gujarati, I normally, you know, I would translate from Gujarati. I use 3 words. The first word I would use to explain this aitio is see it. Second, I would say, call it. The third, I would translate it, that receive it. I think the faith works that way. When, you know, when we grow in our faith life, it works that way. That you see it. Unless you see it, it's not going to happen. When Jesus said, you ask, aitio means it is already installed, just claim it. That means you need to see it. Until and unless you see here, you are not going to take hold of it. If I am asking, if I want to have a motorbike, I need to see it first. I need to see that I am, oh, it's a Yamaha 450cc with a tubeless tire, with a different kind. I need to see it. Until unless I see it here, I won't be able to ask for it or claim for it. So my request to you is, as a city church, the humble request is to see it in your spirit first. You call yourself a city church, then start seeing the city in your spirit first. Until and unless you see the city in your spirit, you won't be able to call them. See it. As I was walking on the railway platform about 30 years ago, 29 plus years, and God spoke to me on the railway platform, and he said, I was new, fresh Christian. And he spoke to me, you will go to the nation and the surrounding nation. I had no background. I had no background at all. I knew no Christians at all. A new man in faith, looking at the platform. And what I did, since then what I have been doing, I see the whole nation. I see all the people. I see the fields. I see the situations in different realm. And then I call. Where there is a desert, in the desert I say, Lord, it's going to be green. I see people with torn clothes and hungry. Lord, this is going to be changed. I see the more colorful, full of fat and good health. Why? Because that's how it works. God told me the nation and the surrounding nations. So when I think of the people, I think of the nation now. And it has happened. It has started happening. In some places, for maybe I might have some picture somewhere, if you go to the land completely dried, no future, no water, no hope. But now after 20 years of time, you go, completely changed. Greenery, people with life, people with joy, and people with readiness. For this city, I think this city needs to be born in the spirit for us. Yes. Lord, help us that we might experience the birth of the city in our heart. That's what it takes. Say it. It needs to be birthed. And then call. Lord, I call from the east, from the south, from the north, and from the west. You go, you walk around, call them in the spirit. call them in the spirit, in the name of the Lord. Like, when, what did David do when he looked at Goliath? He called victory on. That my God will give you in my hand. Oh, the eastern part of the city, my God is going to give you in my hand.
Amen.
Learn to call. Calling in the spirit. And then, as it draws near, take hold of it, just receive it. Receive it. I think this is the basic for us. It has to be a daily practice as Christians for us, that we see this city clearly. We call in the spirit and we receive. So first is, two parts are into invisibles. And the third part is visible. When God spoke to Abraham, or let me put it this way, when God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, and I think very next morning he might have gone and said, hey, I am Abraham. He saw himself. And he called himself into that. He saw himself into that. He called himself into that. And then he received himself into that. It was done. I think that is our stage in the city here. Make things work. Make things work. I think that's the issue for us. We want to make it happen. Praise God for the prophetic utterance among us, for the prophetic lifestyle among us. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But now, take hold of it. There are people in the city kept for you.
Yes. That's right.
You have not seen them yet.
Amen.
And you have not called them yet.
Right.
Ask for his wisdom. See them. Call them in the spirit. See them in the spirit. See them in the invisible. And then ask for the wisdom how to receive them. Receiving requires his wisdom. I will give you wisdom. And they... circumstances cannot stop us moving in faith.
Amen.
Sometimes when we look at the circumstances, I see Matthew crying here sometimes. I know Charles' heart for the city here. I know, Chris, you are wonderful people. I think little help could help you on a greater measure sometime. Ask for his wisdom in receiving them. That's where we need some wisdom. I have a young man called Raju. I think Matthew met him. He came to introduce a young boy, maybe was lame. You have a picture, I think, yeah, maybe with you. For how many years? Maybe 12 years. So Raju came and said, he was lame. What happened? Said, last month, he got healed.
Praise God.
He got healed. Now I want to just tell a story about Raju. I think probably Harry Tately from Living Rock sponsored this young man for his Bible school. And after he was done with the Bible school, he just went with in a town called Uchal. It's near border of Gujarat and Maharashtra. He was not that much intelligent, I would say. He was like, you know, very rural kind of young man. And he came and spoke to me. He said, I see 300 men coming. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, I see them in my spirit. Because I call, Lord, in the first year I want 300. So I am calling 300. And now I am in the second phase, he said. You know, so I see them clearly. It's good. Then I said, what have you done? The preparation. If you are looking for a city, what preparation have you made of? Because God, whenever you know God took the people, he always gave them instruction in regards to preparation. So when you have been called to this city, what preparation are there for the masses to look after? It's a spirit thing. Sometimes, I'm not talking natural. And then I tell you one thing. Before the first year ended, he had over 300. So I asked him, what preparation did you make? He said, I reached out to the richest man in the town. And he had a big, what do you call a porch? What do you call?
Yeah, porch.
A big porch. And I said, I just requested him, would you allow me to, you know, if people come here to make a use of your porch for a couple of days or 3 days in a week? And he gladly said yes. Then I said, what else did you do? He said, I spoke with the other young people who are far away from me to come and help me. I was going to fish, and I knew that there would be a big catch, and if there is a big catch, I needed people to help. So I already kept young people ready with me, and they came and started helping me. He saw it. And he saw them, he called them, and he received them. And then I said, Lord, thank you for Harry Tately.
Yes.
What a great reward.
Yes.
On 300 pounds, that's right. 350 pounds, I think.
Amen.
He has pioneered 5 churches
God.
Of the similar size.
Yeah.
Less than 2 years now. Yes, many stories to tell us. Circumstances might be different. When he went there, people were against new area, lot of opposition. But in spite of all these, he saw them, he called them, and he received them. So we are not working on the basis of circumstances. Oh, it's snowing outside. Oh, praise God. It's too cold. Praise God. You know, Chandrakant, your situation in India is, no, we have the same problem. And that is universal. People are born sinful. here and in India as well. They are facing the same challenges. Sinful condition. It's not that it's easy there. Sometimes we think, oh, Chandrakant, India. No, it's not like that. Same God, the same Holy Spirit, same challenges. And we work on the same pattern. Same word works for us, and the same words will work for this nation. And then finally, I would say that get ready to face the different stages of your faith level. There are different stages. Sometime we are here. Maybe sometime we are on the level of maybe say 50. We need to equip ourselves. 100, we need to equip ourselves. 1,000, we need to equip ourselves. These are the phases, and we need to equip ourselves for those phases of faith which are on the way. So I pray and wish that God would give you that sort of wisdom and capability to make a difference. Not in the city, but outside of the city. Never be selfish. You are not Coventry people. Praise God that you are here now. But the next phase, you never know. We can never be selfish. We are His people, not a city people. And we will be ready wherever He wants us to be. I see God's powerful grace coming over you. I see prosperity coming over you. I see people increased in number over you. Yes. I see the quality increased over you. And we will be in the Spirit with you. We will see that His word is alive, powerful, and a word of performance as well. Thank you, and God bless you.